Well, Atlantic is one day into the girls' state golf championships, and they have the lead in the team chase in Class 3A. Girls' state golf tournament getting underway yesterday. Atlantic shot a team score of 359. That's a 75 over par total. And that 359 gives them a 10-stroke lead over Clear Lake. Coming into day number two in Class 3A, Clear Lake shot a 369 total. Shenandoah 12 strokes back at 371. Those are the top three teams. Individually, Emily Snelling of Clear Lake shot 73, a 2-over-par total, and she has a 7-stroke lead over Claire Osman of Nevada, who's currently running second. Atlantic had Brooke Newell shoot an 85 yesterday, good for a tie for 6th place after day one. Aaron Olson is in 16th place after a first-round 90. Bailey Newell and Alyssa Ginther each tied for 20th. They both shot 92 in their first round of action yesterday. Also for Shenandoah, they were led by Anna Carlson, who posted an 87. Sierra Bernison shot 88. She's tied for 9th. Carlson is 8th overall right now. Kuemper Catholic's best performer, Allison Schweers, tied for 9th. She shot 88. Grace Davidson of Clarinda also tied for 9th place, posting an 88 in her first round yesterday. That action going on at Coldwater Links in Ames. They'll play the second and final round of that tournament today. Also in Class 4A, also up in Ames at Coldwater Links, Washington has the 10-stroke lead after day one in Class 4A. As they shot 351, Waller to 361, Pella 366. Those are the top three teams. Creston is fifth currently at 374. Sarah Nakos of Washington has a 3-stroke lead over Charlotte Flynn of Wallard after posting a 78 in her first round yesterday. Ashton Carter is leading Creston, shooting an 88 in the first round. Madison Hance, a 92, and Sophia Gromitas, a 93 yesterday for the Panthers. Also in Class 1A first-round action yesterday at Jester Park in Granger, Akron Westfield has a 6-stroke lead in the team competition after shooting a 364. West Monona 370 is in second place. Boyer Valley's fifth with a 408. Samantha Knight of West Monona shot the low round for the first round with 73, a 3-over-par total. Matea Peters of Griswold is tied for 11th after the first round after posting a 91 in her opening 18 holes. Also at Jester Park in Granger, the 2A golf meet saw Alta Aurelia post a 342, and that gives them a 16-stroke lead over Unity Christian. Heading into day two, Trainer at 360 is 18 strokes back in third place after the first round. Aaron Locken of Alta Aurelia and Allie Anderson of Trainer tied for the lead after one round. They both shot 10 over par 80 in the opening round. Anderson leads her trainer squad. Madeline Ditchler and Kayla Chapman each shot 93. They're tied for 20th. McKenna Waffle tied for 23rd after posting a 94 in the first round yesterday for trainer. Also in Class 5A, Cedar Falls has a 12-stroke lead over Ankeny Centennial. Heading into the second day, Hannah Bermel of Cedar Falls with a 73, a 2-stroke lead after day number one individually. Well, girls soccer action last night. Regional play saw Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey defeat Atlantic by a score of 4-0 in Class 1A regional soccer action. Also in 1A, AHSTW beat Riverside 10-0. Trainer over Creston 8-0. Humboldt 1-0 over Kuemper Catholic. St. Albert beat Missouri Valley 10-0. In 2A regional play last night, Lewis Central beat Glenwood 2-0. Perry over Denison 7-0. Those winners all move on. In girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston over Clarinda 8-2, Glenwood beating Abraham Lincoln 10-2, and Lewis Central 2-1 over Kuemper Catholic. Western Iowa Conference saw Griswold beat Audubon 3-1, IKM Manning in 8 innings, a 5-3 winner over Missouri Valley. Logan Magnolia beat Underwood 12-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK topping Arweva 11-4. In boys baseball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic posting a 4-3 win over St. Albert. Shenandoah defeating Essex 15-0. Harlan over Denison 15-3. Lewis Central beat Kuemper Catholic 4-1. Corner Conference action saw West Harrison beat East Mills 14-2. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Griswold over Audubon 7-4. Missouri Valley 2-0 over IKM Manning. AHSTW blanking Riverside 13-0. Trainer over Tri-Center 8-1. Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 6-2. In boys Rolling Valley Conference baseball, it was Cam over Adair Casey 16-1. Glidden Ralston beat Storm Lake St. Mary's 5-4. Also, Guthrie Center over Woodward Academy 8-5, and Lennox beat East Union 12-2. Major League Baseball action last night saw Matt Carpenter tie his season high with four hits for the second straight game, scored four times, and he drove in two runs, leading the St. Louis Cardinals over the Milwaukee Brewers 10-3 last night. Jed Jerko hit a three-run homer, and Mike Leake allowed five hits, walked one, and struck out four over six innings for his fourth win in his last five starts. Carpenter and Matt Holliday, 2-for-4 with two RBIs, continued their torrid hitting against the Brewers. This time it was against Willie Peralta. Carpenter had a big day, and Holliday had a nice game as well in their win on Monday. They'll finish off that series today, and it'll be an afternoon contest. We'll get it started actually this morning with the pregame. 11:45 this morning is the pregame, and that means 12:40 is the scheduled first pitch, and you can listen to it live this afternoon here on the radio. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Philadelphia 5-1, San Francisco over Atlanta 4-0, Miami beat Pittsburgh 3-1, Dodgers over the Cubs 5-1, Colorado beat Cincinnati 17-4. Lorenzo Cain homered and drove in four runs as the Kansas City Royals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 10-5 last night, extending their winning streak to a season-best five games. The Royals, who've won six straight series, took a two-game lead in the AL Central after being seven games out and in fourth place on May 10th. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Texas over Cleveland 7-3, Boston beat Baltimore 6-2, Toronto over the Yankees 4-1, Oakland beat Minnesota 7-4, Angels down Detroit 11-9. In interleague play, Seattle beat up on San Diego 16-4, Houston over Arizona 8-5, White Sox rallied to beat the New York Mets by a final of 6-4. The AFL-CIO has filed a friend-of-the-court brief on behalf of Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, asking the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to reconsider a decision handed down by a three-judge panel in April. Brady was suspended for four games for what the league said was a scheme to use improperly inflated footballs in the 2015 AFC Championship game. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell rejected Brady's initial appeal and gave him a four-game ban before the punishment was thrown out and later reinstated by the courts. The AFL-CIO said in its brief that Goodell acted arbitrarily as an employer seeking to justify his own disciplinary decision rather than as a neutral arbiter considering an appeal. And it looks like the NFL is moving the Pro Bowl from Honolulu to Orlando. Three people with knowledge of those negotiations have told the Associated Press that an announcement will be made today. The game will be played at Camping World Stadium, formerly the Citrus Bowl. Orlando beat out Honolulu, Houston, and Sydney for the right to host the NFL All-Star Game. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.